Welcome to Novelist Spotlight, the podcast where published fiction writers are interviewed to gather their insights and writing lessons so we can use them to make ourselves better and more effective writers. There are just three things I ask of you, if appropriate to you and your experience. Please subscribe, please click on the like button, and please share this program link with any family members, friends, or colleagues who might be interested or benefit from the content. Now, on with our program.
One of the things that always surprises me is how many people love movies but spend no time reading books. Now, this is especially surprising to me because you stop to consider how many movies are based on popular books. One of the very sharp distinctions between books and movies, and one of the experiences that books offer that movies do not, is that novels allow readers to participate in the telling of the story in ways that moviegoers cannot. Now, allow me to explain. A written story absolutely requires a participation of the reader's imagination. Think about when a new character is introduced in a novel. We immediately create in our minds a visual representation of that character. We see who they are, a character of our own mental creation. We do the same for all kinds of scenes and situations in a novel. We have no choice but to supply the imagery of the story because the author can only do so much. He or she offers that sketch. Now, by contrast, when we go to the movies, all of the visuals are determined and supplied to us by the movie director. I love movies because I love good writing and good storytelling, but I also recognize that the movie director dominates the whole experience, while the author of the novel gives me the opportunity to co-create the story by filling in the visuals with my own imagination. In a way, reading is more mentally engaging than watching a movie. That is why reading can be a really tiring experience when compared to, say, staring at a TV or movie screen. Reading requires a lot more mental energy because our minds are fully engaged in co-creating the scenery and the personalities involved in the story. Now, I would never say that books are superior to movies or vice versa. Both are all about the writing. My point is simply to draw this distinction, which I think is lost on many readers and moviegoers, the distinction between the mental activity of a book and a movie. So the next time you're reading a piece of nonfiction or fiction, take the time to notice how much more engaged your imagination is, how much you are actually creating the visuals that accord with your own sensibilities, rather than simply absorbing the motion pictures of a movie-watching experience. Grab a good book, let your imagination go wild.